Hello, this is the Taxation Podcast for issue 4276, which will be online on Wednesday, 13th of October, and in print the following day. I'm Taxation's web editor, Daniel Selwood, and I'm with the magazine's chief, Mike Truman.
Hi there.
Mike, we've got another strong selection of features this week. First of all is Simon McKee.
Simon McKay.
Who reckons government consultation of tax policy is pretty woeful.
Yes, he does. And I think he's got an interesting point, which is that we've had an awful lot of consultation recently. I mean, they've tended to send out all sorts of consultation documents, and there have been lots and lots of meetings. But as Simon says, there's no independent oversight of the process of consultation.
That's probably the fresh aspect of this article. We've had other articles on consultation before.
Absolutely, and I think he's got a very important point here, which is that if you're not careful, what you find is that the revenue have already decided the overall idea or the overall approach that they're going to take, and you end up consulting on the sort of the bits around it. Quite often what the advisors want to say is, look, now hang on a moment, you're asking the wrong question. This is the wrong, you know, it's not a question of whether we go down this branch of the road or that branch of the road, you know, we should be taking the train instead, you know, something like that.
Be interesting to get some readers' responses to that one.
Absolutely.
The next writer up this week is a favourite of ours, Barrister Keith M. Gordon,
Indeed.
Who can always be relied on for good copy. What's he got to say this week?
He's talking about late appeals. Obviously, we have this new tribunal system. The rest of us have all been brought up on general commissioners and special commissioners, which have been going since time immemorial. And we've got this new tribunal system, and he's talking about late appeals. At what point is it acceptable for, or should an appeal be heard, even though it's out of time? And he goes through the general principles, looks at the legislation and has a query about which part of the legislation matters. And then he looks at the cases and he says most of them are fine, but there's one in particular that he's got a bit of a problem with.
Which is
NVM, where, as he says, the problem is that it wasn't completely clear that the revenue were making a particular decision on VAT, and it certainly wasn't clear that they were making an appealable decision. And yet, because they've stuck quite closely to the sort of official checklist of rules, the tribunal have said that they can't hear the case. And I think Keith thinks that's probably, in his view, a decision that should have gone the other way.
Okay. Our third feature is another taxation regular, VAT expert Neil Warren. He's looking at potential pitfalls with relying on technical guidance from the HMRC website. What's your view of this, Mike?
Well, yes, this is interesting. I mean, he's particularly looking at a situation where you've got, for example, an ATM machine in a shop, which, I mean, pretty well everybody must have clients like this where they've got something like that there. And as he says, if you go to the main VAT notice, it gives you one answer as to what the VAT treatment is. But if you click on the bit that says view recent changes, it tells you what's changed in the notice since it first came out. Those who have looked at this subject will know that the leading case was Sinclair Collis, which is from some time ago now. But you don't get on the VAT notice the latest view, you get the original view, plus if you look for it carefully, you can find the latest. And as Neil says, that's not exactly an ideal way of approaching this.
Is that then simply just poor navigation on the website as opposed to any kind of tax issue?
Well, sort of. I mean, I think it's partly to do with the fact that we refer to these notices, these VAT notices, as they originally were. So it's partly to do with the way that those are put together. But quite a lot of it is back to the old cobweb campaign that we had with Anne Redstone's articles. It's that you know, it is very difficult sometimes to find the latest information on the revenue's website. And it's sort of here on these VAT notices. It's just you've got to look hard for it, which is a bit disconcerting.
Anybody who's not aware of the cobweb campaign can search for it on our website. There are a few articles up there by Anne. Finally, Mike, you've written about the revenue's online toolkits, particularly the problems that some people may have with them. What are they?
Well, let's be honest about this. This is Friday, so, you know, I am writing about the revenues toolkits. It's interesting. I'm still not convinced. I'm not sure what my own view is. I'll have persuaded myself by the time I get to the end of the article. The toolkits are good. I mean, in principle, they're great because they give you some fairly clear information about what the revenue is looking for accountants to do. The trouble is that, I mean, when it's on something like private and business expenditure, for example, if you were to follow through every single item that the revenue asks you to check, it to mitigate for mistakes, it would take forever. I mean, you would have to be charging the client thousands and thousands of pounds for a set of accounts that's probably normally going to cost a few hundred. And it's that side that I'm trying to explore and come to a view on. At what point have you really done enough, given the sort of client that you've got? Do you really, are the toolkits actually reasonable when they're asking you to do these things, or is it another case of the revenue not really understanding what it's like in real life?
Well, one might argue that reasonableness and HMRC don't really go together very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, it's tempting to do that. I think they really have tried with these, and I think there's a lot of really good information in them. It's just the point at which you have to say, look, you know, I've done the basics, I've done what I can do, you can't really expect me to look at some of the very obscure things with these clients. Or in particular, that if you're not careful, what you end up doing is simply sending the client a very long list of questions that they don't fully understand. And that hasn't really achieved anything either.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that once you've written it, Mike.
Absolutely, yes.
Thanks for doing this with me again this week, and thank you all for listening, and we hope that you'll download this podcast again next week.